favorite show is over, but we're just getting started. Rolling out here on PSRPGs. That's right, everybody. It's the Post Show Recaps role-playing game podcast here on PSR, a brand new immersive experience from us to your ears. Hello, everybody. I am Josh Wigler. I am joined here by the man who is going to be bringing you PSRPGs each and every time. It is the man, the myth, the Dungeon Master himself, DM Billy. Rich, how's it going? Oh, my gosh.
It's a me. It's so good, Josh. I am so excited. A project that I've been kicking the can on for quite a long time. But I'm very excited to bring it to the people now. We're ready.
We're ready here as PSRPGs is officially a thing that we will tell you about because you're like, hey, what is this? Well, we'll tell you what this is over the course of this kickoff podcast for, as Rich says, a podcast that I feel like has been many moons in the making, many, not quite years, but almost years in the making, many iterations, I feel like, in the making as well, Rich, before we landed on what people are about to embark upon.
Yeah, much like Dungeons & Dragons, it had to go through many revisions and updates and play tests. And so we're now like, I don't know, somewhere in the fifth edition of what this podcast is as we're about to release it. But I wanted to get it right, Josh. I wanted to do a good job here on this project, which I think is going to be very fun.
Yeah, I think so as well. So to fill people in on what's going on here, a little bit of backstory. If you're a loyal Post Show Recaps listener, and if you've been around these parts over the past many years, and if you've been in a bunch of our different podcast feeds, perhaps you have encountered the random encounters, much like the RPGs that I am most accustomed to, like a wild role-playing game podcast has appeared here and there. I'm thinking all the way back to Stranger Things Season 3, when DM Philly made one of his early Post Show Recaps podcast appearances to make Mike Bloom and I play out a little bit of adventure in the Stranger Things universe. You did the same with Mike and I over the course of a few very fun episodes of the Lost RPG podcast that we did on Down the Hatch, a Star Wars RPG here and there, a Marvel RPG here and there. And if you are a patron of Post Show Recaps, then DM Philly is iconic for pioneering, alongside the great Dungeon Masters of Post Show Recaps, the Dungeons & Dragons experience within the Post Show Recaps patron culture. And you are, of course, twitch.tv/DMPhilly's very own DM Philly Rich, where each and every week, multiple times a week, you are running a bunch of different tabletop role-playing game experiences, whether it's Dungeons & Dragons or beyond. And we are now collecting all of these experiences and merging them with the really fun television coverage that we do here on Post Show Recaps for what should hopefully be like a highly, highly specific and super nerdy and really fun and celebratory way to dig into some of our favorite shows in a more interactive, experiential way. That is effectively PSRPGs, is it not, Rich?
PSRPGs. That is it, Josh. Yeah, we've talked about it for a long time. We did it for Stranger Things. It was very fun. I built you guys your very own game for Lost that I feel like I should dust that off and be playing that more often. The Star Wars RPG we had an absolute blast with. We did the Marvel one-shot last week as a kind of incentive for during the D&D program. And the Dungeons & Dragons campaign itself that is happening in the Discord. We're just coming up on the two-year anniversary of the launch of that campaign. It is super successful. It is so many people's first kind of opportunity to play D&D, yours amongst them. We have a bunch of brand new dungeon masters that have kind of trained themselves up, mostly running games in this environment. And I think it's been a pretty unambiguous success. But my appetite, Josh, has been for off screen, just off camera on all these shows that we watch. It is such fertile ground for us to tell stories in. We had so much fun when we did it with Stranger Things and Lost and Star Wars, for that matter, where I really made an effort to try to make the adventures kind of dovetail into the episodes that we were watching, the season that just wrapped as it was. And I think that that's been part of the big discovery for so many of the listeners that are hanging out in the Discord that have fallen in love with D&D these past 2 years, is there is a huge convergence of interests in terms of the fan fiction of it all and all the kind of horsepower that our brains spend thinking about these shows in between the episodes, in between the seasons, which are longer and longer kind of waiting periods these days. And to jump into those worlds with characters we know and play some role-playing games, do some interactive storytelling, storytelling of our own in these very familiar locales with our beloved characters. It seems like a no-brainer. Josh.
Okay, so essentially, I want to make sure I've got the premise right, so that we can translate this as accurately as humanly possible to the listeners who are tuning into this podcast, to this announcement show. So effectively, let's just, for example, take the world of Westeros as for instance. Okay, so House of the Dragon ends its first season. Here we are just wondering what the heck is going to go on between now and season two of House of the Dragon. And one of the many ways we may experience that long wait in between seasons is by, via PSRPGs, hopping into the Seven Kingdoms themselves with a series of podcasts in which you will guide slash oversee multiple podcasters, I don't know, like fighting and killing each other, fighting and killing monsters and enemies that you're creating, sometimes getting into hijinks and laughing and all sorts of myriad adventures that way. And if I'm not mistaken, this is going to be broken up over the course of several different episodes. This is just a hypothetical one, but that's essentially the structure of these shows. Did I get it right? Do you want to clarify it?
You got it right. That will be the plan. We're going to stop down in on the shows that we're watching, things like House of the Dragon, and we will figure out which game fits the bill of which Dungeons & Dragons probably does in Westeros.
Not always Dungeons & Dragons is the point, though, right? There are other different TTRPGs, other tabletop role-playing games that are very fun vehicles with which to explore some of the shows that we cover on post-show recaps.
1,000,000%, yes. Part of my great joy 30 years into being a Dungeons & Dragons fan is discovering all the other different tabletop role-playing games that are out there. When we played the Stranger Things game, we used the Tales from the Loop system. When we played the Lost RPG, we built our own system out of those kind of rules. So we're going to be stopping in on a bunch of tabletop role-playing games, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons, to play one-shot adventures, essentially, in the worlds that we're familiar with, connected to the shows that we're watching, that, yes, will be broken up into short, digestible, roughly 1 hour podcasts, so that over the course of a month, you can take in this one shot that we have played with a bunch of our friends that are hanging out around this neck of the woods, podcasters as they are, playing in these worlds. That is the gist. Yeah, that's the plan.
Incredible. So there is a specific adventure that is about to unfold, as this is not just like sort of an abstract premise anymore, Rich. This is like an actual thing that's going to begin. Checks watch next week, something
it's
like
real.
That.
It's real. Happening, Josh. It's real.
Yes, you've already captured your first episode of PSRPGs. And if you are finding this podcast in the podcast feed that you're looking at right now of a specific show, then congratulations, because it's you. You're the show. You're the world in which the inaugural episode of PSRPGs is going to take place in, not House of the Dragon, but a different fantasy adventure from the past couple of months. Your beloved, Rich, you co-hosted this alongside the great Taylor Ball, Willow, on Disney Plus.
Willow, Josh, it was so much fun. Willow was a very fun show that I do not think a ton of people watched, but Taylor and I had a blast breaking it down every week. And quite frankly, it is so firmly rooted in the tone and tenor of most Dungeons and Dragons tables that I have sat around, in that it is a group of friends having a really good time, sometimes making nonsense, sometimes making heroic decisions, but it is most assuredly an adventure in a fantasy world. And it felt to me like the perfect kind of venue for us to take our first journey into PSRPGs. It's pretty low risk. I think the people who love Willow really love Willow. I do not think anybody's going to be too upset with me for ruining their favorite king or queen in Westeros. I do not need to worry about upsetting the great J.R.R. Tolkien's mythology in the worlds of Middle Earth. Rather, let us go to Disney Plus, Josh. Let us adventure in the world of Willow. So I sat down with Grace, and Taylor, and Marissa, and the three of us have played this one-shot adventure, which should be coming down the feed next week in this very podcast feed as the first of the formal PSRPGs adventures that we will be going on.
Okay, and so this adventure that you embarked upon that we are going to listen to over the course of PSRPGs, this went well. Could you give us like a little bit of a tease of what we can expect?
Absolutely, I could give you a tease. I think for the folks that were watching closely, we drop in, we really focus in on a lot of the kind of real estate and the action that we delve into in the show between episodes 3 and 7. And it was an absolute riot, Josh. Marissa is an OG Willow fan like myself, grew up kind of burning out the VHS tape of the movie. Taylor, a newcomer, fast and quickly in love, one of her absolute kind of favorite properties now that she's in on it. And Grace, another newcomer who is somebody I play a lot of D&D with that just had fun taking it in. I think we really managed to capture a lot of the madcap Yahoo shenanigans of the show. It was very, very fun. It was very silly. And it got a little scary at a couple of moments. There were a couple of stressful instances, which makes it an official D&D game. So it was a lot of fun. We played 5th edition. We made some really fun characters. And I think folks will dig it, even if they are unfamiliar with the show entirely.
So for the people who are unfamiliar with the show, I was going to ask, do they need to quickly binge Willow, or is this going to be an experience that they can access without having watched all of Willow?
To your second question, yes, you should be able to enjoy and access this without having watched it. To your first question, yes, I need you to go watch it. Binge it now, because I need it to get picked up for season 2, Josh, and that's still kind of out there in the ether.
Yes.
So go get your watch on, please. Do Philly a favor.
To date us, we are recording this on January 23rd, 2022. As of press time, no news on the effort to renew Willow for a second season. Hopefully, this will be dated by the time you are listening to it with positive Willow season 2 news as opposed to negative Willow season 2 news, Rich.
Yeah, I'm hoping for some wub-dubs at the end of this story, Josh, to be sure.
Is that not, did you say something different than yub-nubbing? Is there yub-nubbing in Willow?
I said wub-nubs because he's Willow, and so I just presume that he wub-nubs instead
fair.
Of yub-nubs. Is
yeah.
that fair?
No, yeah. That sounds right. That sounds right to me.
Little play on words.
beyond the scope of Willow, you're looking at a bunch of the other shows and universes we inhabit here on post-show recaps, whether it's Star Wars, whether it's House of the Dragon. I don't know if you are brave enough to go into the Tolkien-verse, Rich, or if that is just too murky. Even The Last of Us, which is currently airing on HBO as of this recording, I think has been discussed as fertile territory to take PSRPGs. What excites you about the possibility of introducing the post-show recaps universe to this style of storytelling and doing it via the podcast medium?
So there's really two angles here. One is that I think that we love these shows so much, and a huge part of our community is kind of bonding and finding ways to talk about them. And so being able to kind of put our storyteller hats on and create our own little writer's room to tell our own stories in these worlds, it is always very fun, right? This is like akin to the kind of tier lists and the imaginary comic book battles that we have all waged 1,000 times over with our friends in our real life. So I think it's going to be a treat for you to hear from many of the podcasters on the network. I hope to be able to drop into these worlds and give their own take on that, their own perspective, create their own characters, and offer their own little slice of that reality. The other half of it that's very, very exciting to me, Josh, you did date ourselves. We're in January 2023 as we're recording. The state of D&D is in flux. There is all kinds of discourse and discussion about the other tabletop role-playing games out there in the industry. Dungeons & Dragons is Coca-Cola. It is the brand leader. It's the Golden Arches. It's your McDonald's. It will always come first in the conversation.
But you're trying to flirt with some, like, Dr. Browns and stuff.
I'm ready
right
for
now.
It. Give me that Dr. Pibbs, even. Yeah, I'm ready, Josh. Yeah. I want to play with some of the smaller brands. Part of the joy, especially in the modern era of tabletop role-playing games, are the amassment of great indie games that are out there. There are incredible sort of systems, mechanical systems, narrative systems, just systems of theme and tone that exist in these other games that are so fascinating. And part of the great joy and pride in my life in the last couple of years was kickstarting and jumpstarting the PSR D&D campaign, which has been such a success and onboarded so many people to the hobby. I want to open the doors a little bit further and kind of show folks what else is sitting on the shelves alongside all those D&D products.
Yeah, we love a locally made soda in this household.
We sure do.
And so we support that industry, and we support the idea of non-D&D TTRPGs. And to the point of the TTRPG, the tabletop role-playing game, part of the great old tradition, just like the combination platter of telling stories and throwing dice at stuff, is effectively the collision of these two art forms, Rich. Do you envision PSRPGs being something that will be new user-friendly, not just for the people who maybe don't know all of the shows that you're setting these stories within, but also people who are like, I don't know, I've never D&D'd. I guess I watched Stranger Things and they did stuff there, but I don't know what a role-playing game is. I don't know if this is for me. Are you trying to indoctrinate some people here? Is that one of the goals? Or at least to make it an experience that they can be like, oh, that's a lot more fun than maybe I realized.
Always, Josh. I'm here to onboard the people to the gaming. So I think you're going to get, for the most part, what we're going to be doing here are actual plays where we just dive into the system. There's not going to be a lot of discussion around rules and mechanics and kind of going through the introduction of a new game, per se. But if there's a lot of excitement from the listeners to dive into a game as we wrap up a story, should we stop down to play in the world of The Last of Us and we break out an apocalypse world of people are interested in that, I'm really excited to kind of circle up the players that we had for a given session and hang out and do an episode maybe in between the actual plays where we could sit down, talk about the rules, the system, what's different about D&D here. What if I am a brand new person encountering this for the first time? But the goal will be to make it very user-friendly for those who do not know a TTRPG from a JRPG, right? To make them fun stories that are accessible. I'm going to try to pare down some of the kind of table talk and the dice mechanics and bad arithmetics, Josh, and make it a very fun, listenable experience for an hour.
Well, if you are a D&D person, or if you like to play any kind of TTRPG, if you like to throw dice and tell stories, and if you love all of the shows, especially the nerdy ones we cover here on Poster Recaps, I think the podcast is for you, and you should make sure you're subscribed to the podcast feed, postshowrecaps.com/RPG. That is the way, postshowrecaps.com/RPG, and you will be able to subscribe by URL with the link to our RSS feed for PSRPGs. You could also just search Post Show Recaps RPG in your podcast player of choice, and you should be able to find us that away as well. So that's thing one. Thing two is, if you like all this stuff and you want to play with Rich, and sometimes with, I don't know, me, but other people that you're going to listen to over the course of these PSRPG series, you can come hang out with us at the Poster Recaps Patreon Discord, where we play Dungeons & Dragons. You get to play D&D sometimes with Mike Bloom, Antonio Mazzaro, Grace, all manner of people in the PSR family. So consider checking all of that out, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. If you want to watch even more RPG shenanigans, you should make sure that you're subscribed to DM Philly's Twitch, twitch.tv/DM Philly. All manner of games and shows that you've got on the network there, Rich, including Dragonfly, Dungeons and Dragons in Space, and such.
Dragonfly is very fun, our flagship show. You get a bunch of the local friends that you like hanging out with around here. I am very excited for this project. Certainly let me know as we are going what shows you want to see us tackle, what games you want to see us playing. Maybe I'm here for all the feedback, but I'm very excited, Josh. I think that this Willow journey is going to be a fun one, and where we go from there, who knows, but it will be an adventure, one that I am excited to embark on.
Incredible. Okay, so next up in the podcast feed is the journey into Willow World. Does it have a name, Rich? Willowland?
They call it the Motherlands, and there is a more formal name that I will butcher, so I'm not going to repeat it here because Taylor will get mad.
Okay,
I'm just call it the Motherlands. It's the Motherlands.
I'm just going to call it Willow World
that
for
works
now.
Too. Yeah,
Willow World, Tales from Willow World, coming next to the PSRPG feed. Anything else, Rich?
That is it. I'm really fired up about this, Josh. I think that we had really fun with this first game, and I think that we're going to have a ball over the next couple of months romping in and out of these various TV shows that we are watching to adventure.
Incredible. All right, make sure you are strapped in, grab some dice, and get ready to roll along with the good ship PSRPG. Until next time, everybody, take care. Bye-bye.